And a very good morning to you. It is Sunday morning, the 8th of May, the year 2022. And this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. If we go to Psalm 20 and verse 1. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. And then we go to verse 7 of Psalm 20. It's a verse we all know so well. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Who can we put our trust in these troubled days? Can we put our trust and our faith in education? Well, we thank God for education, but I know many young people who are well educated who can't get a job. Can we put our trust in the economy? One day it's up and the next day it's down. Look at the price of fuel, for an example. Can you put your trust in your health? Folks, I'm a man that exercises. I ride my horse. I ride my mountain bike. I do press-ups, but I can't put my trust in my health. Can I put my trust in politics? Definitely not. One day we get promised this, and the next day we get promised that. There is only one who shall never, ever fail us, and his name is Jesus Christ. He is totally trustworthy. He has promised us in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. His word is dependable and sure. You can trust your life on it and indeed the lives of your loved ones. You see, Jesus has got an unblemished track record. He's never failed. Everything that he has promised us, he has given us. His track record goes right back to the beginning of time itself. Your investments may fail you. They may fail overnight. Men may let you down with empty promises. But Jesus, never. What he said he will do, he has done. Jesus said it, I believe it, and that settles it. That was said by a Yorkshire plumber by the name of Smith Wigglesworth. You know, John chapter 14 and verse 1, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. You know, folks, I never had the privilege of going to Bible college. I would have loved to, but I went to a different college. I went to the School of Life. I've been involved in agriculture for 55 years. I have planted good seed year after year after year and then sat down and watched Jesus make it grow. And he'll do the same for you today. Just keep on putting one foot in front of the other, trusting God, and watch what he'll do for you. Have a wonderful Sunday. Jesus bless you. Goodbye.